Chapter 5. Seeing well. Most of what you do in driving is a reaction to what you see. To be a good driver, you need to see well. Seeing well means knowing where to look, having a clear view, looking ahead, having clean windows and mirrors, taking in the whole scene, looking to the side, adjusting your seat, seat belts, and mirrors, looking behind, checking the speedometer, seeing well at night, backing, wearing corrective lenses, looking ahead. In order to avoid last-second moves, a driver needs to look far enough ahead to see things early. One of the most common mistakes drivers make is looking directly in front of the vehicle instead of far enough ahead. Good drivers focus their eyes at least 10 to 15 seconds ahead. To determine how far a 10-second interval for a certain speed is, select a marker such as a sign, a bridge, or tree, and count 1001, 1002, etc. When you reach 1010, you have driven for 10 seconds. Taking in the whole scene. Looking ahead does not mean looking at the middle of the road. It means taking in the entire scene, the sides of the road as well. Scanning the roadside helps you to see vehicles and people that may be in the road by the time you reach them. Signs warning of conditions ahead. Signs giving you information about places ahead and how to reach them. Being alert and always looking far ahead reduces your chances of having a collision and increases the time you will have for decision-making and reactions. Looking to the side. Anytime you come to a place where others may cross or enter your path, you should look to the sides to make sure it is safe to proceed. These places include intersections, crosswalks, railroad crossings, parking lots, school areas, parks, playgrounds, shopping centers, etc. Intersections. Following are some rules for any time you approach an intersection. Look both ways. Look to the left first, since traffic coming from the left is close to you. Then look to the right. Take one more look to the left before you pull out, just in case there is something you did not see the first time. Do not rely on traffic signals. At an intersection, look both ways, even if other traffic has a red light or a stop sign. Someone may disobey either one. Make sure you have a good view. If your view of a cross street is blocked by a building or a row of parked vehicles, edge forward slowly until you can see. If traffic in one lane is blocking your view of another lane, wait until it clears. If you try to look by placing the front of your vehicle into the other lane, you may get hit. Pedestrian crosswalks. Crosswalks are special areas set aside for people to cross the street. Usually they are marked with yellow or white lines and have fluorescent yellow-green warning signs. Most crosswalks are located at intersections. However, some are located in the middle of the block, especially in cities and towns. In turning a corner, watch for people who are about to cross the street you are turning into. Remember, if you have a green light, the light is also green for them. When traffic control signals are not in place or in operation, the operator of a vehicle shall yield the right of way, slowing down or stopping if need be to yield, to a pedestrian crossing the roadway upon which the vehicle is traveling, or when the pedestrian is approaching so closely from the opposite half of the roadway as to be in danger. Blind pedestrian right of way. Kentucky Law 189.575 requires operators of a vehicle to yield the right of way to any blind pedestrian carrying a clearly visible white cane or accompanied by an assistance dog. Failure to yield the right of way to a blind pedestrian is a violation that could result in a fine up to $250. $250. When approaching a crosswalk, drivers should be observant for pedestrians. Drivers should pay particular attention to any pedestrians using a white cane or guide dog. Below are some suggestions for helping pedestrians who are blind. At a stop light or sign, do not stop your vehicle more than 5 feet from the crosswalk, unless there is an advanced stop bar, line. A blind pedestrian uses the sound of your engine as a guide, so drive up to the crosswalk to allow the person to hear you. Important. Drivers of electric and hybrid vehicles must be extra alert to blind pedestrians, as they may be unaware of your presence due to the nearly silent nature of these vehicles. Do not give the blind pedestrian verbal directions. The blind pedestrian listens to all traffic sounds before deciding to cross the street. Do not wait too long for the blind pedestrian to cross the street. If the person takes a step back and pulls in his, her cane, that is a definite sign you should go. Do not stop in the middle of a crosswalk. This forces the blind pedestrian to go around your car and into traffic outside of the crosswalk. Do not honk your horn at a blind person. The blind person has no idea who you are honking at and may be startled by the noise. Every pedestrian crossing a roadway at a point other than within a marked crosswalk or within an unmarked crosswalk at an intersection shall yield the right of way to all vehicles upon the roadway. The law requires drivers to yield to pedestrians in the crosswalk. Railroad crossings. Approach a railroad crossing with caution. You are far more likely to die in a collision between a motor vehicle and a train than you are in any other type of vehicular collision. The familiar round, yellow sign with the black RR, and or RR painted on the pavement are advanced warning signs indicating the road crosses railroad tracks ahead. The crossbuck sign at the crossing means the driver must yield to oncoming trains. At crossings marked with automatic flasher units or automatic crossing gates, drivers must stop if the lights are flashing or the gates are lowered, and remain stopped until the lights stop flashing and the gates are raised. At crossings, which have the standard octagonal red and white stop sign, drivers must stop and proceed only when they determine no train is approaching. Look both ways as you approach a railroad crossing. You must yield the right of way to the train or stop if the lights are flashing or the gate is lowered. It is your responsibility to determine if it is safe to cross the tracks, even if the lights are not flashing. The signal may not be working. If you do get boxed in or stalled on a crossing, abandon your car immediately and run away from the track in the direction the train is coming, in order to avoid being hit by flying debris. Once you are at a safe distance, call the 800 number posted on or near the crossbuck, or call 911, to alert the dispatcher of your stalled vehicle. Do not attempt to restart your vehicle until a dispatcher indicates it is safe and no trains are approaching. The stopping distance for an average freight train at 55 miles per hour may be a mile or more. Trains cannot stop quickly, cars can. If you are stopped at a railroad crossing where there is more than one track, do not start up as soon as the train passes. Wait until you have a clear view in both directions before you start across. A second train could be coming from the other direction. Never attempt to cross a railroad crossing until there is ample space to get completely across and off the tracks. Stopping on a railroad crossing is very dangerous. School buses and tank trucks carrying flammable liquids must stop at railroad crossings. Expect a train when approaching any railroad track. Crossing a track after the warning lights are flashing or the crossing gates are down is against the law, and you could be cited. Observing to the rear. It is not always easy to maintain a safe distance behind your vehicle. However, checking traflashing C behind you several times a minute will help you gain a complete picture of the traflashing C situation. If someone is following too closely or coming up behind you too fast, you will have time to react accordingly. Changing lanes. Some important things to do when you intend to change lanes are: make sure, by glancing in your rearview and sideview mirrors, that no one is preparing to pass you. Give a proper turn signal showing your intentions. Glance over your shoulder to check for traflashing C near the left or right rear corners of your vehicle. These areas are called blind spots because you cannot see them through your mirrors. Also, glance in your left sideview mirror when you are preparing to change lanes or pull onto the roadway. This will allow you to keep an eye on traflashing C behind and ahead of you at the same time. Check over your left shoulder just before you change lanes. To avoid a collision on a multi-lane road, check the other lanes to see if another driver plans to move into the same spot you do. Try to avoid slowing down suddenly. If you are forced to slow quickly, check behind you to see if other drivers are following close to you. By doing this, you may prevent a rear-end collision. Keeping your car where it can be seen. Try to keep your vehicle where it can be seen. You cannot always be sure other drivers will see you, but you can avoid putting your vehicle where they cannot see it. One common mistake is driving in another driver's blind spot. Try to avoid driving on either side slightly to the rear of another vehicle. Either speed up or drop back, but do not remain in another driver's blind spot. When passing another vehicle, pass through the other driver's blind spot as quickly as you can. The longer you stay there, the longer you are in danger. Checking the speedometer. Glance at the speedometer about once a minute to ensure you are driving at a safe and legal speed. This should become a habit. Backing. Backing requires extra caution because it is difficult to see behind your vehicle. Here are some rules you should follow whenever you have to back your vehicle. Check behind your vehicle before you get in. Children or small objects are difficult to see from the driver's seat. When backing straight to the rear or to the right, look over your right shoulder directly through the rear window. When backing to your left, look over your left shoulder. Do not depend on your mirrors. Back slowly. Your vehicle is more difficult to control when you are backing. Continue looking back until you come to a complete stop. Whenever possible, avoid backing into traffic, or, if possible, use a person outside the car to help you back. If you have passed your exit on an interstate or freeway, never back up or try to turn around. Go on to the next exit to turn off. Having clean windows and mirrors. It is important that you be able to see clearly through the windows, windshield, and mirrors. Keep the windshield clean, because bright sun or headlights on a dirty windshield decreases vision. Keep your windshield washer container full. During winter, the windshield washer container should have sufficient windshield solvent to prevent freezing. Smoking while driving causes film to build up on the glass inside your vehicle. Clean the inside of your windows frequently, especially if you smoke. Remove snow, ice, or frost from all windows before you start to drive. Do not hang anything from your rearview mirror or clutter up the windshield or rear window with decals. Besides blocking vision, they are a violation of the law. Window tinting. Excessive dark tinting is not allowed. Adjusting your seat, safety belts, and mirrors. Adjust your seat, rearview mirror, and side mirror before you start to drive. Adjust your seat so that you can see the pavement 12 to 15 feet in front of the vehicle. Your chest should be located 10 to 12 inches from the center of the steering column, and your shoulders should be no lower than the top of the steering wheel. Sliding the seat forward will raise it. Do not adjust the seat while the vehicle is in motion. If it is still too low, use a seat cushion. Do not move the seat so far forward that you cannot easily steer. Adjust your seat belt and shoulder strap so they fit snugly and properly. To guard against glare from the headlights of a vehicle behind, use a day-night mirror. Adjust it before you drive. Seeing well at night. It is more difficult to see at night than during the day. You can see better at night by doing the following. Use your high beams whenever there are no oncoming vehicles, except when fog or other inclement weather would make low beams more appropriate. Properly adjusted high beams let you see twice as far as low beams. It is very important to use them on unfamiliar roads, in construction areas, or where there may be people along the side of the road. Dim your lights whenever you come within 500 feet of an oncoming vehicle and when you are following another vehicle within 200 feet. Slow down and use low beams in fog, snow, or heavy rain. The light from high beams will reflect back and cause glare during these conditions. If the lights of an oncoming vehicle remain on high beam, dim your lights and look toward the right side of the road. This will keep you from being blinded by the oncoming vehicle's headlights. Do not try to get back at the other driver by keeping your bright lights on. If you do, both of you may be blinded. Wearing corrective lenses. If you are restricted to wearing corrective lenses, remember the following. Always wear your corrective lenses when you drive. If you are not wearing them and you happen to be stopped by a police officer, you may be issued a citation. Avoid using dark glasses or tinted contact lenses at night. They cut down the light and make it more difficult to see.